signing egress egress and access area on that corner.
I call this meeting to order. This is the special session of the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee, county of Cochise, and state of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, October 30th, 2018, at 6 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors, here in your room located at 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis is with us via phone. Mayor David M. Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City staff, Robert Smith, city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Dwayne Wallace, operations manager, Alberto Chavez, police chief, George Castillo, fire chief, Aldo Arduño, city attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. I've called a special meeting for the purpose of one item, and that item is discussion and possible approval of ordinance O18-09, authorizing the sale and transfer of city property located near 429D, as in David, Laundry Hill. Paul Esparza, planning manager, sir.
Mayor and city council, before you is an application for a transfer of city property. Let me walk you through this. The Planning and Zoning Commission, they first heard this on May 18th, and what's being considered, and I'll use a laser pointer here, so the parcel that's outlined in red is a city-owned parcel, 480 square feet. So the portion that's colored in blue is the portion that's being requested by the applicant, Mr. Sky. There is a smaller portion back here, 150 square feet, that was being proposed to be retained by the city. This did, like I said, this went to the Planning and Zoning Commission in May of this year, and they did make a recommendation. And since that time, there has been a finding, and it was sent back to the Planning Commission. This property right here at 19F was sold. It was owned by this person here. So what has happened is there was a possible, this property is also owned. The Humphreys own this as well as this parcel here. So with this selling, they used to own this as well. So this is going to create a potentially landlock the Humphreys parcel. This is a parking area, and it allows them to access back onto Laundry Hill Street. So this went before the Planning and Zoning Commission just recently in September, and they did deliberate this and did review that and took that into consideration. They did forward a recommendation once again to the City Council. It was 3-2, and there was one abstention that was in favor of that, again to transferred the 330 square feet, and the city would retain the 150 square feet here so that it would allow the Humphreys to maintain access out to Laundry Hill Street. Here's an aerial. This is based on Google. This probably goes back to about, I think it was about 2015, but these are the parcels that Mr. Sky currently owns. You can see the old structure that was there. So what, again, I color-coded. This is the parcel right here that is currently owned by the city. Of course, I color shaded the blue is the portion that's being requested, and this is the portion that would be retained by the city. And of course, here's the Laundry Hill, the Honda Laundry Hill right away. So let me walk through. So again, and I've kind of touched on this, but so I touched on why the reason had to come back, and of course, Mr. Sky was requesting this to create parking. There's no specific designated parking for the structure that he's building in Laundry Hill. Most of the residents have designated parking. So again, he has requested that the council consider this request so that he could create parking for the structure that he is currently building. Of course, the Article 2.6.9 does require that the PNZ does make a recommendation on this matter and does make a recommendation to the city council. And again, because of the size of this, it's a small size. It did fall under the threshold where it could be, if they could deem that there was historically parking on the site, that the city could transfer it directly to Mr. Sky without having to go out to auction and public bidding requirements. Of course, course, public comments were received, did notify initially all of the property owners within 300 feet before it went to the Planning Zoning Commission. That did allow people that wanted to solicit any comments to the Planning Commission, they could do so. And at the time, I did mention Mr. Lair did provide some comments. His family does own a home on Lottery Hill, so there were comments that were provided. I know he addressed the commission. Of course, the fire department, that came up the Planning and Zoning Commission. They wanted to get some input from the fire department. I understand the fire department has generated a technical report, and I'll allow them to address that regarding fire hydrants. I know that there is a fire hydrant located between the Humphreys and the home that's being constructed by Mr. Sky. That was called into question as far as that location, but I know the fire department can certainly address what they've come up with as far as recommendations for that. As far as the property valuation, what I had done is I contacted a local realtor at Bisbee Realty and just solicited their opinion about, described the situation of the property and what they would value it at, and that came back at $2.50 to $3 per square foot. I also understand, based on what the city's done in the past and talking to Mr. Ward, that certainly property has transferred at $3 per square foot. So this has been done before. It's consistent with what's been done in the past. As I mentioned, the Planning and Zoning Commission did forward a recommendation for transferring this property at $3 per square foot for that portion that's being requested. I've got some exhibits now. These will be really helpful, so I wanted to make sure that, so here's the current structure that's there now. So what I'm showing here is, this is the existing in gray, is the existing Laundry Hill right-of-way. The section in red and blue is the current parcel, but what I've attempted to do here is the red portion is the portion to be retained. The portion in blue is the portion that's being requested. The Smith's owned property on this side, Humphrey's owned property on this side, the Eaton. So if you were to draw a line right about there, Ms. Eaton owns the property here. So I've got a couple of, here's one showing a vehicle that's parked in that space where the Humphreys would park a vehicle. And of course, this area would show that you can access that. Here's another angle too. I thought this would be helpful as well to see this. So again, the area in blue and red would be the parcel, and of course, the right of way. Of course, if this remains, you know, this certainly would all be city. And I have another exhibit that'll show that. But of course, the Humphreys property is located right here. So that's another angle. And then what I've done here is I took even a closer view, and again, the portion that's being requested is here, and I've brought the entire gray up to the area to include the area that would be retained by the city to just demonstrate that would remain. That would be the recommendation, of course, with the Smith and Humphrey property on either side. And of course, just other photos. I've been up on Laundry Hill on other occasions, so I had that. But certainly, I'm happy to answer any questions regarding the request, and certainly I'm able to go back, and if these exhibits, if you're wanting to look at a specific exhibit, just please let me know and I can go back to that. But again, hopefully this is helpful for the council to be able to see what the situation is on the ground.
My question is, you chose Bisbee Realty, and the reason, was there a reason for that?
You know, honestly, Mayor, I grabbed the local phone book, and I went to the realtor page, and I basically just chose Bisbee Realty. I was looking for a local realtor, so there's nothing to that other than I chose them, and of course, I didn't solicit any commentary from anyone else regarding that. I did that on my own.
Thank you, sir. Council, any questions right now of Mr. Esparza?
Got a quick question. So basically what we're talking here is just a parking space, correct?
That's what the intention is, to utilize that for a parking space. And again, like I said, it's a city parcel, not part of the right-of-way, but that was the intent of the request, is to establish parking for the residents that's under construction now.
Okay, and there's no other parking available around it or anything else?
My understanding, most of that is under private ownership. So again, I don't know how far you would have to go back up Laundry Hill to find parking that's not encumbered by someone's, you know, personal property. But my understanding is, yeah, you'd be hard pressed to find, you know, available space there if it wasn't there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Would it be appropriate to get the fire department to discuss their findings? If the fire marshal and the chief or the whoever's...
And Mayor, there's also, I do have a photo. If it shows the hydrants. If you want, I can advance to it. That's helpful.
Okay, that'd be great.
I just didn't make that part of the overall presentation,
yeah.
But I kept the photo in there just in case. But I think, well, darn it.
There.
Yeah, so.
Thank you. Chief? Fire Marshal?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Unfortunately, we don't have the PowerPoint, but we do have some pictures to describe our concerns, our findings, and what we decided to make that area safer for fire protection and life safety in case there is a fire in that area. Do you want to?
If you'd like, I can read the report I came up with. I think you guys may have already got a...
It's in our, yes, you, yes,
would you like
sir.
Me to go through it? Or?
Lieutenant, it's in our packet. But people in the audience may not have seen that. So why don't you, if you don't mind, go ahead and read it, if you would.
I'm the Fire Marshal, Jim Richardson. I apologize. This letter is regarding your request to review the fire hydrant location on Laundry Hill. Both Fire Chief Castillo and myself have determined that the hydrant is obstructed and would not be accessible in the event of a fire at either structure near the hydrant. So in the picture, you can tell if there's a fire on either side or either one of those are on fire, there'd be no way for us to gain access to even hook up the hose. So this clearly poses a present danger to all residents and structures in the immediate area. From the fire department's strategic and tactical standpoint, this hydrant serves no viable resource during fire suppression efforts. Per the 2012 International Fire Code adopted by the City of Bisbee, Chapter 5, Section 507, Fire Protection Water Supplies, 507-5.4 Obstruction. Unobstructed access to fire hydrants shall be maintained at all times. The fire department shall not be deterred or hindered from gaining immediate access to fire protection equipment or hydrants. And here, there's an obvious obstruction. The parking spaces there go right up to the corner of the house, and it's an obvious obstruction. I won't read the other, it just talks about clear spaces around the hydrants. And if we do move the hydrant, it should have barriers to protect it from traffic. So due to the close proximity of the structures and the parking spaces, it is our opinion, based on our observations, as well as the International Fire Code, that this fire hydrant meets all criteria to justify the allocation of an additional fire hydrant. Therefore, Chief Castillo and I believe the most appropriate location for the hydrant to best serve the needs of the fire department and the surrounding residents in order to enhance life safety in our community and the firefighters are shown in the photographs provided. And I do have some pictures. I don't have a PowerPoint to show you. I apologize. But
right.
Do you guys have the pictures?
We do. Okay. We do, Lieutenant. Thank you.
So if you guys have any questions on our findings, I'd be happy to answer any questions that I can.
Well, I'd like to thank you, first of all, for going in, for preparing the findings. I certainly appreciate the fact that it was done with the current codes in mind. and the safety of the community, as we've discussed. Anybody on the council have any questions of the fire marshal or the chief?
Mayor, may I make a suggestion? Yes. I'm wondering if Paul can pull up one of his photos and allow the gentleman to show where the recommended fire hydrant should go, since they don't have their photos.
The one you just had there would... There, well, no. There you go.
Doesn't go far
it's
back.
Just, it's just
quite. Yeah.
Yeah, we can maybe point out the arrow. I believe it's approximately right there on this this curve. There's a little fence and some. That's the proposed site for the for an additional hydrant for us. I'm not aware of who owns the property or if the city owns it or
okay.
It's right on the corner there, right on that little curve by the
We do. Any questions of, yes, Ms. Clay?
Okay, so with the proposed, the additional hydrant, would you remove the current one or would you just leave it there
no,
just to have?
No, we're just going to leave it there just in case there's fire coming up from below or okay. any of the other structures that are in the area. More hydrants is better for us. So
okay. We believe another hydrant needs to be in that area. But our recommendation is to keep that one there as well, just in case a fire breaks down below the hill. There is a couple that are abandoned structure that's down the stairway from that. And that hydrant can be utilized as an extra water supply in an emergency situation.
Yeah, that was just my concern about keeping that. Thank you.
Any other questions from the council? Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lieutenant. Appreciate that.
Apologize, we're still a little old school. We've been real busy and with some other stuff.
It's all good. It's all good. All right. Mr. Wallace?
Just to continue what the fire department said, I did a cost estimate based on that location. It's at the high end, $5,000, and that's using a lot of parts we already have in stock for a fire hydrant. We already have new hydrants in stock. We have some pipe and fittings. Material and labors, we could add an additional hydrant in that location for around $5,000. And we have money budgeted in the fire suppression system to do additional hydrants.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
I think we can move along. We have three speakers signed up, and Brian Laird, you're first, sir. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council members, thank you for your time. My name is Brian Laird. I'm an attorney. I live in Tucson, Arizona. My parents own a home that's less than 100 feet away from this new structure. So if you're looking at the picture up there, our place is just to the left down the stairs. The Humphreys house is the green one. Ours is the next one over. The background of this is that Mr. Skye, and I've been through this before at other hearings, so maybe some of you already have heard this, and I apologize for taking your time and going over it again if it's boring. But the background of this is that Mr. Skye came into the neighborhood up here. There was an old home that was there that was admittedly very run down. Mr. Skye, who's now a member of the Design Review Board, applied for a permit to to remodel the existing structure. And public notice was sent out to the neighbors, and it said that Mr. Sky was going to add on to the south of the existing house. What you're looking at here is the north edge of Mr. Sky's property, okay? So the wall of his home is very near the north edge of his property. The existing house, the old, very small, quaint little house that was there, was 17 feet further back than where that structure is that you're looking at. So that wall that you're looking at, the old home was 17 feet further south. And Mr. Sky, in his application, and we neighbors, in the notices that were sent out, we received notice that he was going to add on to the south, not to the north. What Mr. Sky, and I want to emphasize again, Mr. Sky is an appointed member of the Design Review Board. What Mr. Sky then did was he went out and without applying for a demolition permit and without applying for a new construction permit, he tore down that little old house that was there. And instead of building to the south of where it was, away from the neighborhood and away from the fire hydrant and away from the street, he built to the north, past the fire hydrant, toward the street, into the area where people who come to visit the neighborhood park, okay? He did all of that without going and applying for any permit, and he was allowed to do that. And there's a real issue and there's a real problem with that, because the city inspector, Mr. Ward, was there, was present, and understood that that was happening. And your vote today is a very important point in time in this controversy. This is basically the last chance to turn this ship around and stop from the course that it's on. And the course that it's on is that it's going to be a lawsuit, and it's going to be what's called a mandamus action. And under the mandamus action, if a person is forced to come in and make the city officials obey the law by filing a lawsuit, at the end of that case, if the plaintiff is successful, the judge is required to not only award all the costs, expenses of things like engineers, experts, but also the attorney's fees. And those cases can cost cities hundreds of thousands of dollars. And your vote today is an important vote. So I really want you to think about it. And I really hope that what you're going to do is you're going to recognize that what Mr. Sky did was he intentionally, he deliberately built to the north in an area he was not permitted and allowed to build in. And in so doing, he built this structure on top of the area where he could have had his parking spaces on his property that he owned, okay? And at the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing, I spoke to the commissioners and I told them, in addition to not applying for a demolition permit, not applying for a new construction permit, Mr. Sky did not ever submit a site plan to scale showing where parking would be. That's a requirement, and the statute is Bisbee Zoning Code 3.5.2, subsection B, subsection 3. And one of the commissioners, one of the two brave commissioners that voted against approval and objected, asked Mr. Sky, did you submit a site plan? What was that that Mr. Laird said about a site plan? And Mr. Sky wouldn't answer the question. What he said was, I submitted everything the city required. Well, Mr. Skye never submitted a site plan showing parking, and that's why we're here today arguing about whether the city should give him parking and pay for a new fire hydrant for him, because he chose to build in an area where he had not obtained a permit to build, and without notice to us. We never received notice that he was building to the north. We never received notice that he was demolishing the old building, and we never received notice that he was going to build this new building. And I'll just tell you one last thing, and that is, if you look at the historic district design guidelines, that building is specifically, you look at the pictures in there, the drawings that say yes and no, that's under no. And why that's been allowed to happen by a member of the design review board, and why he continues to be allowed to do this kind of thing, is a real problem. And it's not going to get better unless you turn this ship around. And that's today. That's the opportunity. And I thank you for your time.
I have two questions.
I apologize if I'm a little worked up about it, but this is pretty important to those of us who live in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you would normally have 3 minutes, and I understand why it is important, and that's why I gave you the leeway.
I very much appreciate it, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for the courtesy.
I want to make so the record is clear, and just so that you would know, if you check the dates, Mr. Skye was not a member of the design review board when most of the actions you're speaking of took place.
I understand that.
All right.
He's a member now.
But with due respect, made a great closing argument. But I just want to make sure that I understand that you're indicating to us tonight that should we vote to provide John Skye the parking that you will be filing suit against the city of Bisbee?
What I'm telling you is that this is the time, this is the vote when you can turn that around and start making that not happen.
Well,
I certainly am.
I certainly understand.
Yes.
I can't help but sit here and feel that I'm being threatened for my vote, and I don't think that that's appropriate.
I can't help but stand up here and say that the reason that I went to law school was so that if somebody was doing something wrong and they were repeatedly getting away with it, and particularly if public officials such as the zoning inspector were allowing them to do this kind of thing, that I was going to stand up and I was going to fight against that. And I'm not going to be ashamed of that, okay?
I'm not,
and it's not a threat.
Nor am I going to be verbally sparring with you. So I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is it Robert Statchel? Bob, is it Statchel, sir? All right. Please, welcome, sir.
Thank you, and good evening. Putting aside a couple of the motions, I represent the Humphreys. If you look at the map here or up here, the Humphreys are the home that's to the left of the Skye structure. And to help out my colleague, understanding he's not going to stand here and make threats to you. Okay, that's not what we do as lawyers. Just want to make sure you're clear on this. We don't do that. He would have done simply a notice of claim and then move forward from that point. So it's not about threatening anyone. No one's going to threaten anyone in the council or the city. Just make that clear. What this is about, more interestingly, though, is about, and as I said to the group at the planning and zoning, was painting yourself into a corner. And that's what's happened here. And I'd ask, Paul, if you don't mind, could you put on the aerial photo, since you don't have the 1980 version we looked at before, back in the P&Z. If you can look at the structure in yellow at the top, that's the old structure. And you can see the difference between where the blue ends and where the house begins. That's the area of parking. That's now gone, because the structure now extends all the way to the blue. So if you can see it, the structure extends, this structure that was oriented, what would you say, east-west, is now north-south or northeast-southeast. I was getting confused in Bisbee, so forgive me. But now the orientation of the building is right to the property line, right to the city property boundary. That's where the structure is now. There was no concept, please go back to the previous picture. There's no concept of parking in the development by Mr. Sky of this structure. If he had, the bottom floor would be the garage. He would just simply pull right through the city property into his garage at the lower level. But instead, he's built a two-story structure, several thousand square feet, that extends to the property line. My clients live to the left. My clients are stuck. Can I get the picture with the vehicle? At the planning and zoning meeting, Mr. Sky was generous enough to offer the red area as part of the city parcel that he was no longer seeking. And he was going to do that because that was a 32, correct me if I'm wrong on this, John, it was a 32-foot long property, and he was going to not claim the first 10 feet, that's the red. And therefore, my clients, the Humphreys, could make their turn into his property. Well, there's several problems with that. Number one, it's not enough room. If I grab my dad's old 98, there's no frickin' way it would make that turn. Okay, I can do it in a Prius, but I can't do it in that. Okay, there's no way. So what did these people want? They wanted the parking that was established for them by record. And if you look at the plat maps, you can see the parking that was there and established. Parking for that parcel where that structure is of Mr. Sky's was not established. Why? Because he had parking on the property. Now, why is this a city parcel unto its own? I have no idea. I've been practicing law in Cochise County forever. I've lived here since 1970. If you ask me to explain Bisbee and how streets and steps and everything else work, the only thing I can tell you is I can throw three surveyors out there and they'll all come up with their own opinions and they'll never be right. But it's fine. That's what we live in. That's our eclectic community. We appreciate it. But in this instance, it's wrong. Now, I got to be honest with you. At the Planning and Zoning Commission, I did not hear from the fire chief. I didn't hear from the fire marshal. I don't know if they weren't invited or they didn't appear. But I have to tell you, I'm genuinely concerned. You saw a photograph. I don't know if it's still available, but maybe there's not a photograph of where the fire hydrant is. But the gentleman from the fire department made it very clear. This is a fire hazard. I think I actually wrote the phrase down. This is a problem because it's a life safety of the people around and the firefighters who would have to fight it. In other words, this is premature. You cannot be giving away city property to anyone if we've got an issue of life and life safety. Now, I did hear from others that there's money, there's the prospect of getting the new fire hydrant further to the north, and that's gonna be set. Fine. When that's done, do this. Because until then, you can't ensure the life of anyone on Laundry Hill based on giving away the access and what would ultimately be the blockade of the only fire hydrant in existence. Time is not your enemy. It's your ally. at this point, simply put everything on hold, let Mr. Sky is still building. Nobody's stopping that. He's still doing everything that the city has allowed him to do. Don't get me wrong, I agree with Mr. Laird. I think what was happened was a sham, but that's the side issue. That's not my issue. My issue is you've got a hell of a lot more residents on Laundry Hill other than these two people right here. And you can't go out there and say, okay, fine, we're going to give away that property. Park what you have to park there. We don't care. And then we're done. I think you can simply put this on hold and say, we're going to wait. We're going to wait until the gentleman who advised it said, let's get the new fire hydrant established. What is that, 100, 200 feet up the street, something like that? They identified it. The money's available. It's going to be available. Let's get it done. Get that done. Until then, what? We ignore the advice of your own fire chief and your own fire marshal who say lives are in danger, firefighters' lives are in danger? No, we're not going to do that. Now, should this have been thought of earlier? Yes. Should it have been thought of at the design review? Should it have been thought of when they were sitting there going, hey, what's with this big fire hydrant right here? Should that have been thought of then? Yes. But you're the last stop. It doesn't get past you. You can say, brakes. Let's get infrastructure in place first, and then we'll approve sale of property and development. And that's it. I understand my time's limited, but I have to express to you the concerns of my client. They're concerned with the house, they're concerned with the structure. They get it. No one in the city at this point is going to say, tear it down, start over. You violated every precept we ever had in the concept of maintaining our history and everything we were going to build in the same way as we, you know, you take it, you build it, you fix it, and so forth. No, no. Tear down and start new. That's what happened here. Okay, we get it. Way too costly for Mr. Sky to absorb that. Yes, design review gave it to him. Yes, P&Z gave it to him. Whatever. Mistakes are mistakes. The buck stops here. We have a chance to take a moment and say, let's take a lap. We're going to relax. We're going to get the infrastructure in, then we'll do these things. Now, I will tell you this. I do appreciate Mr. Sky's assistance today. We were out there today with surveyors. We were out there today with Mr. Sky. And we identified how can my client get access. Because as Mr. Laird said, and I'm not going to threaten you with a lawsuit, but, you know, frankly, you landlock my client, notice of claims coming in the mail. Okay, I don't have a choice. My client can't lose their asset. So we negotiated getting some access into this property. We can do that. There's a chance for people to work things out. But you just can't shove them into a corner. And quite frankly, that's how the Lairds feel. That's how the Humphreys feel. They're being shoved into a corner, like this rush to get this property there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I appreciate the special meetings. I don't want to sit through, you know, the 9 other agenda items you have at a regular meeting, so I appreciate that. But this is the time to work this out. But how do you do that? You can't give away this property without evaluating the issue of the fire and getting the fire hydrant set. So what do you do? My recommendation is you say, okay, we're gonna table this issue, we're gonna get on the agenda and on the budget the fire hydrant for the other fire hydrant on Laundry Hill, and then at that point, we'll come back here and we'll knock out the deed, talk to me, talk to the Humphreys, we'll pay, we've got our surveyors paid for. They'll do the legal descriptions and the whole nine yards to get all of this done. You don't realize, to get a line between those two buildings requires busting up, I think John said, busting up concrete. They've got to get concrete busted up. They've got to get, it's got to come right through that ROW. It's got to come up the hill and get that next one set. This is not the time to start giving property away. This is the time to say, okay, let's get these set, and we'll go from there. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yes, I have a question.
Certainly.
You provided a exhibit, we'll call it.
Thank you.
And is this your agreement with Mr. Sky as of today, barring the fire hydrant issue?
Okay. So let me throw that at you real quick. Mr. Sky asked me the same question. Bob, can we just verbally agree on this? I go, I'm a real estate lawyer. We don't verbally agree on anything that's real estate. Everything has to go in writing. But what I did talk to him about was the concept of having, as you see the pie, there's a, all right, if you can help me out, guys, if you look at the left side closest to us of the blue corner, right, it'd be, you see where the A and APN is? Over the left is a blue corner, about the where the right rear tire is of that car, right? You take 4 feet to the right and 14 feet to a corner where it's probably close to where the right front tire is. We were trying to create a triangle to help my clients get in. Well, what happened is, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, the concept would be you would convey at some point in the future, once these are done, the city parcel to Mr. Sky. But you would reserve to the Humphreys that easement for ingress-egress to get across it. That way, Mr. Sky, who's the owner of that parcel, couldn't construct, you know, a big garage right there, and my clients could never get into their property. That would be impossible. So, yes, and I appreciate Mr. Sky's agreement, discussion, his forthrightness. I really appreciate everything he was doing with us today. And we met out there at my client's expense with the surveyors. So what you're seeing is the draft from Alta Surveying, who is more than prepared, and they weren't prepared today because, quite frankly, with a few hours before the meeting, they weren't prepared to draft a legal description. So they can do that, but that's something in the future. As I said, my suggestion is resolve the other issues.
Well, I
and we'll
understand.
Come forward and we'll give you the legal description to resolve that.
Well, then why would this body not vote to provide the to sell the property with a caveat that this be memorialized in a legal description and that a certificate of occupancy not be issued on the home until the fire hydrant's in?
Fine.
Well, but that's what I'm saying.
You called it, Mr. Mayor. I'm totally fine with that. You limit the certificate of occupancy, the ability to utilize this property and create more victims to a fire? Yes, limit that. But the bottom line is, if I were in your shoes, and I know I'm not because I could never get elected, you're much more popular than I am, I would say table it. There's no rush. Why do you have to put title in this name now under all these conditions without getting the assistance of the city attorney and others who can help you draft a legal description and those conditions? But I don't disagree with you. I think that's correct. I think there should be conditions limited. I just think you don't have to do it right this second. There's nothing that's preventing Mr. Sky, at least that I'm aware of, from continuing on in his construction ventures. So I don't quite see where the rush is. No one's cutting him off from parking his vehicles or anything else, so I don't see where that's happening.
I get it.
Thanks.
You answered my question. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Are there any other questions I can answer for anyone else?
Council, do you have any questions of Mr. Statue?
Yeah, I'm kind of with the mayor here. I'm not. If you're good with that, I'm not sure what the point of postponing it is.
I'm sorry?
If you're good with the agreement of, you know, I can see waiting for the fire hydrant to be put in for safety reasons, and you said you're good with that, if this guy's, and we have to hear his take, of course, but with the agreed on cutting of the parcel, I don't know why there would be the waiting.
Well, at this point, because we take the council's word, and at this point, we don't have a legal description of what I just described. I was really enjoying our conversation with Mr. Sky and myself and the Alta surveyors, but I don't have a legal description for you. So I can't tell you what to put into a resolution other than to be determined later. And I don't know that the council wants to have that indefiniteness in its motion. That's why I'm suggesting if you want to put a time frame on it, whether it's now, a month from now, 6 months from now, and you haven't discussed it with me, and I don't know your budget, frankly, I don't know what the timing is on putting in or whose approvals you need to obtain to get the next fire hydrant in place.
That's on our side, so we'll worry
well,
about
it. I mean, it may be at some point, because somebody's going to see saying, that's my property. What did you want, a fire hydrant? Yeah, right. So, I mean, I appreciate your recognition that that's an issue, because frankly, when I listen to the marshal and the chief saying, this could cost lives, that's the one that rings my bell. So, I hope that answers your question.
And that's why it was brought up in the first place.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Mr. Skyle.
Hello.
Welcome.
My name is John Sky. I'm the owner and builder at 429D Laundry Hill. I just wanted to go over a little history of the hill first. First, in 1997, that parking space that the Humphreys own was sold to Helen Davis from the city. That was a city parcel as well. And that one's directly in front of the fire hydrant. The other thing that was mentioned was that I painted myself in a corner, and really it wasn't I that painted myself in the corner, it was the Humphreys. When I constructed that wall, prior to constructing it, I dug enough earth and rock out up to the house to leave a 2-foot walkway and make it so that we could park 3 cars in there. And I actually pulled 3 cars in there because I was all proud of it, and tried to talk her into letting us construct it that way so there would be more parking up there. She said that's not what she wanted, and she had me build the wall 8 feet out. So that's what I did. She built it over the city parking spot that was later on sold to Helen Davis. Eaton's property was also city property. I have all the records and stuff. I know that you've gotten emails from Rodney Smith. He's the one that orchestrated this whole thing up there because all the property lines were all mangled. There was a lot of issues over parking. This isn't a new thing. There was parking signs everywhere up there. Everybody was fighting over parking. So this was his solution. The city parcel that I'm asking to purchase was, in fact, directly in front of Kit Hendricks' house. She had mental health problems. She wasn't interested in owning property. She stated such. Everything moved on without her. Every single house on Laundry Hill has 2 or more parking spaces. That's the current situation up there, except for this one. Bob said earlier, the surveyors didn't have enough time to put down the property description. I have no problems making a little legal easement for them. I never did. I'd like to go back to history again to tell you the story about me and the Humphreys and Rodney Smith getting along. And initially, what we had talked about doing was me buying this city parcel, and then what I had said I wanted to do with them was to measure the circumference from their wall to that pole and then divide the property equally between all 3 of us, because the parcel in the middle is slightly larger than both of their properties. And then we were going to go in together and we were going to build covered parking. And what I've tried to convey to Mr. Satchel today is that I would like to get back to that you know, where we were in the beginning, where we were getting along and we were going to build covered parking and stuff like that. So, of course, I have no problems with giving the little sliver of easement. It really doesn't matter because the you can't build a garage on this property because there's not enough property to do it according to the city building codes. That wasn't an accident. So you don't have to worry about getting anything being built because you can't legally build something there. With all three of us together, we could definitely put covered parking and all that. In the corner, another little history thing, they changed the city easement. The city easement, the walkway used to go straight through the houses, around the Humphreys house, and down the stairs, down towards Circle K. So back in the day, Miss Ingram and David Laird and Helen Davis came together and asked the city if they could change the easement to go back behind Janet Eaton's property and in between the Laird's two-car garage and Janet Eaton's house, which was someone else I could find out. But so at any rate, so that's where the, and they did this so Helen Davis could build a deck that pushes out in front of, it's the Humphreys' front porch at this point. Yeah, so the other thing that I'd like to let you guys know about is in the beginning when I bought this property, Rodney Smith owned from about where that truck is forward and owned half of the existing house. So when I bought the property, there was already major property issues. I worked with him to try to fix the property lines. I ended up buying back to the existing wall that began the front yard, and I built up to there. It's true, I made a mistake and wrote south instead of north. That was all gone through in the design review board meeting. And if you listen to the proceedings, then you could understand that that was all clarified and everything has been clarified there. I own the property to the stairs that the Humphreys would use for easement to their house. I told Bob today, I re-poured cement stairs there. I have no problem with giving them an easement to that property. I'm kind of bending over backwards even though I'm being attacked. And I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to smooth this whole thing over. If I could maybe talk to them, I don't know. So all this. Oh, and then the other thing that I wanted to explain as well, because it keeps coming up, is I did have every intentions of fixing the existing structure that was there. Upon going through it with Joel Ward, he had me take off I got approved to take off the roof. I was already approved to do an addition. I asked him, should I take off the siding, look what's in there? He said, yes. I took off the siding. He said that the framing was no good, it had to go. Kit Hendricks had cut open a huge part of the floor. She cut through all the joists and all that stuff, and they dug about a four foot square hole under the house and built a stage. I couldn't keep the floor. There was some pre-existing beams that weren't in very good shape, and then the concrete was completely destroyed just from age. So I did take it apart a piece at a time. It's a full remodel, rebuild. It was never a demolition because that wasn't the intent, and that's why it didn't have to come before the board. And the other thing is that I built it just as wide as the existing house. The existing house was in the same place as the fire hydrant. Now, it's no closer or further than it was. I did build back further, so it seems like it blocked it in, which it did. But that wasn't anything I was thinking about at the time. Other than that, I'd just like to get this pushed through so I can keep moving forward. Me and the Humphreys have a lot of things to go through in light of easements and little properties and a piece in my yard and this and that, which I think that I'll be able to work with Bob on, and I think that we'll be able to get that all worked out. As far as the property description, it's not a hard thing to do, and I know that we couldn't get the description today, but I gave my word that I would do it, and I definitely will.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. What we're looking at, I believe, is...
Can anyone else speak?
No. Not without being signed up, sir.
I didn't see a sign up. Can I speak?
What is your holding?
What is my what?
Are you a property owner?
I am a property owner.
On Laundry Hill?
Not on Laundry Hill.
Okay. Then I don't really see the purpose of that.
The purpose is to bring up a couple points that other people have missed.
Okay.
That I remember the old house.
Yeah, okay. Let me finish then.
Sure.
We are not here discussing a house. We are here discussing a parking spot.
Exactly.
Please. And we have a house, it's built, it's obvious that Mr. Laird is not happy with that house, but that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at the parking spot. Mr. Stachel has indicated that an agreement could be made regarding the parking spot, which we are here to discuss. And so with that, I would like to make a motion that we move to adopt 018-09, authorizing the sale and transfer of city property to John Sky, located at 429 D Laundry Hill, with the caveat that the concept provided here, which has actual figures on it of 4 feet and the property, is not described by a survey, but nevertheless, I believe is detailed enough that we can actually extrapolate and get a survey out of that. And the caveat that it be agreed upon, the easement and property be agreed upon, and that prior to a certificate of occupancy be issued on the Sky property, that the fire hydrant be removed and be operational. That is my motion.
Excuse me, Mayor. I think
that the fire hydrant be a fire hydrant be placed at the recommended site. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
Can we have some discussion yet?
Yep.
Okay.
How's it done?
Mr. Sparsa, you indicate in your report that without this parcel of land, that the property is landlocked.
Well, I was referring to, if I could see a G99 to the secondary area.
was that if the full city parcel went to Mr. Skye, if landlocked, the Humphreys could not make access to Laundry Hill. That's why the red portion was being excluded and retained by the city. Does that answer your question?
I'm just going in terms of your staff analysis. I thought you were making reference to the Skye property being landlocked without this access.
No, it was the Humphrey. This parcel had this entire piece been transferred, would have landlocked. That's why this piece would remain, the red portion would remain city property.
Paul, I'm going to ask you to go to the mic because it's being recorded and we're going to need it.
Thank you, sir.
Councilman Dunn, if that did make sense, so yeah. So this, the entire red and blue section would have created a problem. That's why that has been reduced to just the blue, so it would allow this parcel to have direct access to Laundry Hill right away.
Well, I read that differently, so I need to continue to. So you were talking about the Humphreys property being landlocked without this arrangement,
yeah.
But that.
And I think if I can go back, if this might be helpful right here, this will show it, because this is the Humphreys parcel, and it's basically the full 32 feet. So you could see what would have happened had this entire piece gone to Skye. This parcel basically would have dead end right into the Eatons. That's why pulling back a portion of the seat, so that way they can pull right out and back onto Laundry Hill right away.
Correct. I understand that. Does Mr. Skye have access to his property without this transfer of this property? Is his property landlocked and accessible to his use without this parking lot?
This parcel, it's city-owned. It's been traditionally, it's been used for parking, so I guess technically, he can park right here and go back out. Do his parcels technically touch Laundry Hill? No, because this city parcel is in between. But I don't think there's any restrictions on this parcel that would prevent him from parking there now.
Well, except for that's kind of how we got here to begin with, is if everybody, because there isn't a designated parking, then Mr. Skye or the Humphreys or anybody could load that up with parking spots and
Correct. You
would be landlocked.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, you're right. Anybody on any given day at any time of the day could park here.
Correct. And that's what we're trying to avoid.
That would make the Skye property landlocked.
It would.
Is what a point that I'm trying to make. Somebody else.
Either property can be
right.
Either property could be technically landlocked without an agreed upon transfer. Yes. Anything else, Mr. Chairman?
Well, also in terms of the issue of the safety. Certainly the safety issue is current. Certainly the structure that was there was very unsafe. It was a fire trap, you could call it, and certainly it was a danger to neighbors. And as has been pointed out here, the hydrant is extremely close to that property. The current property as well as the historic property, and would make access by firemen quite difficult. So that safety issue existed prior, and we're hopefully going to correct it now. I guess a general comment, and that is that certainly one of the big issues that has come before council repeatedly, and that is the issue of dilapidated properties. Properties that become abandoned, become eyesores, that become fire risks, fire traps. And we've had repeated discussion with neighbors as well as among ourselves in terms of how do we address that. There are a number of similar properties throughout Bisbee that, due to their dilapidated condition, create a threat, a safety threat to neighbors. This is an attempt on the part of the city to work with an applicant here to renovate a property, to remove that threat, to remove that eyesore. And certainly as you get into an issue like this, you realize there are other issues. I'm the liaison to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and as you know, we have repeated issues, cases coming before us in which there is disagreement among neighbors in terms of how to deal with a particular situation. Again, I commend staff in terms of moving forward on this, in terms of taking a property that was an eyesore, was dilapidated, was a fire threat to neighbors, a safety issue, and trying to convert that into a usable space, attractive in some people's eyes.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Klein.
Just a couple of things. We've always had property issues and parking issues up in Old Bisbee. And, you know, back when...
Anna,
kind of,
I'm sorry, can you pull the mic?
Sorry about that. What I was saying is that in Old Bisbee, we've always had property issues and parking issues. And back when, there was always just family agreements or gentlemen's agreements, if you will, for parking. And that's what most of us who are from here are used to. And unfortunately, you know, people that come in don't know this and always go by surveys. I mean, that's just the way it's done now instead of the old way. But this seems to be somewhat of a solution, and I think it's a good solution if they agree to it so nobody is landlocked. But I think my question here is, did Mr. Skye apply for and was he granted all permits that the city requires? Mr. Esparza?
You know, I can't necessarily speak for Joe Ward. I mean, I understand that what was submitted to Mr. Ward satisfied the requirement, is what my understanding is. Again, Mr. You know, Ward is not here to certainly answer that for himself, but again, the plans that were submitted were in his eyes is what he needed to issue the permit, if I could answer it that way.
Okay, so then all the permits were issued?
The building permit, what was alluded to, I mean, clearly there was no demo permit. There was a building permit issued. I know certain other things were raised. I'm aware of a building permit being issued. I know there was not a demo permit issued, but that was explained that it wasn't considered a demo. It was considered a rebuild.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else, Council? Mr. Smith.
Mayor, if I might, working with Joe, I know that as the city's building official, all of the permits that Joe was required to let, he let.
Thank you. We have a motion and we have a second. Ms. Coronado, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Higgins.
So basically we have amended this with a caveat that there is going to be an agreement worked out between Mr. Skye for that corner piece, so right. We'll allow a little more access so they can get their car out.
For the Humphreys.
For the Humphreys. Very generous with Mr. Skye. And that the other thing was we're going to get that done, and also the fire department will get to, or the Public Works will get that fire hydrant moved within a reasonable amount of time.
I would assume so, because my motion is that it be not moved, that a new hydrant be installed at their spot that they indicate is the spot, mm-hmm, prior to a certificate of occupancy being issued, meaning before John and his family can move in, or whoever is moving in, that the hydrant gets moved.
Okay, so that should be 30 days at the most, 20. That shouldn't take long. Okay, that's, I'm ready.
Just real quick.
Yes, sir.
I think this is one of those situations where we, you know, as a council, we also have to look at our boards and commissions. And I think they did their due diligence, and, you know, as representatives, I think we need to respect that.
Thank you.
Mr. Lindstrom said, if there was any complaint about how the board or how the planning and zoning had voted as far as the house was concerned, wouldn't that go to the Board of Adjustments?
It could.
Okay. And that was, and there wasn't anything for the Boards of Adjustments, so if there was a problem with it, that's what should have happened. So that shouldn't be coming before us as far as dealing. Uh-oh, I must be wrong.
I do want to mention that the Planning and Zoning Commission's decision, there was not an appeal there, but when the DRB, there was a modification that was presented to the DRB for changes to the structure. Mm-hmm. That, in fact, has been appealed.
Okay.
So that will ultimately end up at the Board of Adjustment. Right. That date hasn't been set yet, but just for the record, yes, there was an appeal to a DRB.
And that's just the building.
That's the building, correct.
Thank you.
And that's why I kept indicating we're talking about parking here, not a building. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. May I have a... Mr. Higgins, you're up.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We stand adjourned.